This is Patrice for Chico Soul. This week, a GOP-backed initiative to require voter identification at the polls, and a Shasta Scout story about local law enforcement in cooperation with federal immigration authorities. We also report on the Chico City Council's decision on the feasibility of legalizing commercial cannabis cultivation. In statewide election news, Chico Soul has posted stories from Cal Matters in both English and Spanish that explain a GOP-backed initiative that will be on the statewide November 3rd ballot. It will require voters to show proof of citizenship when voting. If approved, California would become one of 37 states requiring or recommending voter identification at the polls. For years, Republicans have been pushing for tighter voter restrictions in the majority Democrat state. While voter fraud is rare in California, claims of fraud have risen since President Donald Trump claimed that the 2020 election was stolen. Currently, voters only need to provide an ID and Social Security number when registering to vote. If the initiative is approved in November, California will require voters to show government-issued IDs at the polls. Mail-in ballots will require the last four digits of an ID. Voting rights groups say the initiative will suppress turnout among eligible voters who don't have the documents on hand, many of whom are disproportionately poor and people of color. Labor unions plan to campaign heavily against it. In reporting on the immigration crackdown, Chico Soul shares a story from Shasta Scout, showing the Shasta County Sheriff's Office giving Immigration and Customs Enforcement information about seven jail inmates in 2025. This is the most information given since the agency was required to publicly announce cooperation with ICE. Undersheriff Gene Randall told the Board of Supervisors that federal law enforcement agents issued 33 requests for information about incarcerated non-citizens. Only seven of them have met the criteria for their information to be shared with ICE under state law. Randall provided no explanation for what led the sheriff's office to reach that conclusion and refused to answer questions from a reporter following the meeting. This is in contrast to 2024, when the sheriff's office shared information about a single individual and shared the reason why, saying they were wanted under a federal warrant. Chico Soul submitted a public records request last December to the Tehama County Sheriff's Office for ICE communications that took place in 2025. Chico Soul has been promised records on May 17th. In more immigration news, American Community Media reports on how Trump's anti-immigration policies are worsening America's doctor shortage. Here's Zhao Wang, CEO and co-founder of Boundless Immigration, explaining the consequences of these policies.
Focusing on just rural healthcare as a spotlight for a moment, the Association of American Medical Colleges project that United States could face a physician shortage of up to 86,000 doctors by 2036. At the same time, immigrants account for over a quarter of all physicians working in U.S. hospitals. And the shortage is even more urgent and prevalent in rural America, where a analysis in 2025 found that immigrants make up of only 5% of the overall rural workforce, but 14% of physicians and surgeons in rural America. So if you think about what those consequences mean, if you know from the modest amount of international physicians, nurses, and other clinicians and healthcare workers decide that America is becoming too unstable of a place to raise their family, and the first places to feel it will not necessarily be the wealthy urban hospital systems, but there'll be these rural hospitals already struggling to recruit. And it will be these nursing homes that can't find enough aides and the long-term care providers, right, deciding if they can safely staff another set of beds or wings. And it's these older Americans, disabled Americans, families in small towns and rural communities who will bear the largest burden of longer wait times, fewer providers, and more fragile care.
Scroll down Chico Soul's homepage to the video feature to hear more from Wang. In local news, Chris Hutton reports that the Chico City Council voted 5-2 to further explore the feasibility of legalizing commercial cannabis cultivation. Voting in opposition were Councilmember Mike O'Brien, who was also commander of Butte Interagency Narcotics Task Force, and Councilmember Tom Van Overbeek. This has been Patrice for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. At chicosoul.org, you can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, The Little Sun, to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's chicosoul.org.